Right now it is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio, where we welcome in Thorin Christendotter and we take a look at the pages of Main Street Magazine, both the magazine itself, which is available for free pickup throughout the tri-state region at many locations, and also their companion website, mainstreetmag.com. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
I am absolutely fine.
Great.
As we are only, I think, 18 or 19 days away from the first day of spring.
That is fantastic news.
Yeah, but of course, March always has surprises in it for us.
Oh, indeed.
Well, you know, I saw the magazine, and an optical illusion to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My first glance at it was, oh, there's a bird on the front page. Guess what, folks? It's not a tropical bird. Don't listen to Marshall. It's an interesting picture, though.
You met Frank.
Yeah.
That's Frank the Fish. So we decided to change it up a little this year for our animal and farming issue, and we've never had a fish on the cover before for that, so... we had some other options. Both Libby and Laszlo sent us some great photos, and the office kind of unanimously voted on the fish. So, you know, we were happy to make Frank a cover model, and Libby had a lot of fun, you know, getting that shot. And so, hey, you know, they started delivering yesterday, and Libby said that she got quite a few compliments already that folks like the cover, so.
Oh, yeah, no, Frank the Fish is great, but like I said, at first glance, if you're not looking closely, it looks like a tropical, Frank looks like a tropical bird.
It looks like wings, right?
Fins. Yeah, it looks like a bird, almost like a small bird in flight, and a colorful fish nonetheless.
I think it's a betta fish. She said it's her fish, so I think she said it was a betta fish.
I don't know, but fish are fish, and it's a it will create lots of comments.
I like the optical illusion. It gives more intrigue.
Yeah, it's especially on the black background. It's just a great shot. All right, let's move on to the inside, and the first article by C.B. Wismore, Inner Vision, Outward Expression.
This is the artist profile on K.K. Kozik, who, for some of our readers may remember, she wrote some pieces for us a couple of years back. Super interesting lady, very talented, and CB here gives us her journey and artistry. And as you'll see, you know, her paintings are quite phenomenal.
You know, her paintings are phenomenal, and CB he's got a nice touch with writing. He really does. He intertwines the fact and all the things about the person, but yet weaves a story around everything else that goes along with that person. And not everybody can do that in a magazine article. He does a great job with that.
Yeah, well, he has a certain style, which is fantastic, especially for subject matters like this.
Now, for you folks, I think you have a great Friendly Faces this month, as they are all, of course, animals.
They are. Ashley came up with this idea some years ago for our animal and farming issue, and so every March they're Friendly Faces, and so we have, you know, we have a dog, we have a horse, we have a couple of birds that kind of honestly freak me out a little bit, a cat, goat. And instead of people, they are animals to go along with the theme. And I got to tell you, people love it. Ashley says this is her favorite Friendly Faces of the year. And she loves putting them together and working with people, and because they love to talk about their animals. And so it's just a lot of fun.
I like the goat, I have to say, because there's two things I can get hooked watching on the internet.
Yeah.
One of them are baby goats. Goats, they're romping around because they're just full of abundant and miniature horses. I love the miniature horses, and baby elephants, but baby goats to me are just great, just the way they hop around and run and stuff like that. But it's great to see all the animals pictures instead of human beings.
Yeah,
and I think there's probably no better month to do that with what's going on in the world. Animals,
you got that right.
Animals are just, to me, are very, very relaxing. I know when I come home, and I'll put on the TV now especially, and I see what I see, I turn the TV off, and I just sit, and I appreciate my cats and my dog. I pet them, and the unconditional love they give back is amazing. So anyway, we'll move on in this issue. Birdman.
Yeah, there are a lot of birds here. For our entrepreneur feature this month, Christine interviewed Thomas Cullen, the fourth of TC Management and Falcon Excursions that are down in Goshen. It's quite an interesting, you know, story that, for example, JFK Airport had hired them at some time to keep the unwanted birds away with their predator birds. But just, you know, learning about their business, how it's grown, about the actual birds, how they acquire these predator birds, how they train them, and then the excursion part of their business is quite fascinating.
You know, years ago, Tri-State Chamber of Commerce at Housatonic Valley Regional High School and the GMO had a spring show. And one year, the Sharon Audubon bought a falcon in.
Yeah.
And the falcon was very calm and just standing there. But someone came up to it and kind of approached it a little, and it spread its wings. And I'll tell you, that wingspread was about 6 to 8 feet.
Yeah, they're big.
It was huge. It was huge. But that's a great article once again on the falcon. Now I was wondering how you were going to do your food segment this week, and what you have is deep dish chocolate peanut butter cookies.
Yeah, Lib said that you know, if you're just want a little something but don't want to make, you know, a dozen or two dozen cookies, and you like peanut butter, she said this is a fantastic little dish that she and her boyfriend make all the time, just for the two of them. And you know, especially if you like peanut butter, she said. I'm not huge on peanut butter, so but like Ashley in the office was like, because she loves it, and she was like, oh my god, this sounds so good, and Libby swears by it. So we're interested to hear what people think when they try it out.
Now the final story we'll look at this morning, last year I watch HGTV. I have to admit, yeah. It folks, I'm sorry, yes I do. Because there's no horrible news on HGTV. It's just home fixer. Anyway,
it's all about improvement.
Yeah, and there's a show on where this I think it's a mother and daughter, and they buy rundown houses and they fix them up and they sell them for just like only $20,000 over what it cost. They bought a house, and they knew the person had a dog. And so what they did, they built a doghouse that exactly matched the outside of the house.
Well, that's cool.
And I say this because it leads into the next story, which is real estate has gone to the dogs.
Well, it is our animal and farming issue. So Griffin wrote a real estate feature for us about doghouses, but also about if you're interested in doing little projects and, you know, the business of selling houses and dog houses, that is.
Well, you go into doggy rentals, and also, most people don't know, the Interlaken, you can bring your dog.
Mm-hmm.
They have, it's a special room, right? Because, of course, there's more hair and stuff like that. But you can bring your dog. And animals are more and more mobile. When I was a kid, you always left your animal home.
You're right.
You didn't bring it with you. Now, people bring their animals with them.
Oh, some people bring them everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. But this is a great story. I mean, the pet industry has become huge, and it used to involve just pet food.
Yeah.
Now, well, you can go by Pet Puri in Lakeville and see, yes, they have a huge selection of pet food. But there's so many other things out there for pets. And then it's just absolutely amazing.
Oh, it's actually fun to go into stores like Pet Puri and especially for, you know, if you have pets and you just love them to death, and get them a little something special or try out new treats or toys. It's such a nice thing to see the selection that's available in certain stores like that.
Well, also this, what I like about this story is it goes into the fact that if you're going to build your own pet house, there are certain rules that apply. So you go into some of those things that, and you have recommendations from the Dutchess County SPCA, the Little Guild, and more like that, that if you're going to do it yourself, there's certain things that you have to do. But yep. you can go out, instead of doing it yourself, you can buy them anywhere from $300 to $1,000.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
There are, and just as you mentioned, there are resources around if you need assistance. You know, these like the Little Guild and the Dutchess County SPCA. These places will be happy to give you advice on, you know, when it comes to your pet. So it's wonderful to have organizations like that too in our neighborhoods.
And you can also Google it. And I mentioned that because in one of the news reports I was watching yesterday, there was a 70-year-old Ukrainian woman who was making Molotov cocktails. And the reporter asked her, how did you learn to make Molotov cocktails?
Yeah.
And in perfect English, she said, Google.
Well, Google knows everything. So.
Honest to God, you can find everything on Google, and that includes making the proper way to make a doghouse. Well, obviously, we'll talk next week more about this animal issue of
yes.
Main Street Magazine. It's out in newsstands now.
We got it delivered yesterday morning. Libby hit the ground running and tried to get most of her deliveries done. And Griffin did started around the Millerton area. I know he's going to be heading out to Hudson and Rhinebeck and Red Hook area today. So if you don't see it, you know, give us the day at least. We hope to get them out everywhere by tomorrow, or finished our deliveries by tomorrow. It usually takes us 2 to 3 days, depending on the weather.
All right. And, of course, the website, mainstreetmag.com. Thorne, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds fantastic. Stay warm.
Take care. Thorne Christendotter, Main Street Magazine, here on Robin Hood Radio. And, of course, once again, like I said, mainstreetmag.com on the web.